हरिः ओम् तत्सत्। We have a shastra you want me to read? Sadhibhuta didaivam mam.
Sadhibhuta didaivam mam.
Sadhiyagyam chage vidu.
Sadhiyagyam chage vidu.
Prayana kalipi cha mam.
Prayana kalipi cha mam.
Te vidur yukta chetasa.
Te vidur yukta chetasa.
Sadhibhutadi daivam jam.
Sadhibhutadi daivam jam.
Sadhibhutadi daivam mam.
Sadhibhutadi daivam mam.
Sadhiyagyam cha je vidu.
Sadhiyagyam cha je vidu.
Prayana kale pi cha mam.
Prayana kale pi cha mam.
Te vidu yukta chetasa.
Te vidu yukta chetasa.
Those in full consciousness of me, who know me, the Supreme Lord, to be the governing principle of the material manifestation of the devas and of all methods of sacrifice, can understand and know me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even at the time of death. Purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Persons acting in Krishna consciousness are never deviated from the path of entirely understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the transcendental association of Krishna consciousness, one can understand how the Supreme Lord is the governing principle of the material manifestation even of the demigods. Gradually, by such transcendental association, one becomes convinced of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at the time of death, such a Krishna conscious person can never forget Krishna. Naturally, he is thus promoted to the planet of the Supreme Lord, Goloka Vrindavana. The seventh chapter particularly explains how one can become a fully Krishna conscious person. The beginning of Krishna consciousness is association of persons who are Krishna conscious. Such association is spiritual and puts one directly in touch with the Supreme Lord. And by His grace, one can understand Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the same time, one can really understand the constitutional position of the living entity and how the living entity forgets Krishna and becomes entangled in material activities. By gradually development of Krishna consciousness and good association, the living entity can understand that due to forgetfulness of Krishna, he has become conditioned by the laws of material nature. He can also understand that this human form of life is an opportunity to regain Krishna consciousness and that it should be fully utilized to attain the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord. Many subjects have been discussed in this chapter, the seventh chapter. The man in distress, the inquisitive man, the man in want of material necessities, knowledge of Brahman, knowledge of Paramatma, liberation from birth, death and diseases, and worship of the Supreme Lord. However, he who is actually elevated in Krishna consciousness does not care for the different processes. He simply directly engages himself in activities of Krishna consciousness and thereby factually attains his constitutional position as an eternal servitor of Lord Krishna. In such a situation, he takes pleasure and hearing and glorifying the Supreme Lord in pure devotional service. He is convinced that by his doing so, all his objectives will be fulfilled. This determined faith is called Dhrida Vrata, and it is the beginning of Bhakti Yoga, or transcendental loving service. That is the verdict of all scriptures. The seventh chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is the substance of that conviction. Thus, in the Bhaktivedanta purports to the seventh chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of knowledge of the Absolute, spoken by, in translation, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Spoken, what is this center called?
Central New Jersey.
Central New Jersey Center. ISKCON, Central New Jersey. And this is the 15th of June, 2008. Father's Day, which is
the worm, I think. We'll put it outside.
And 522nd year of our beloved Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauranga!
Gauranga!
Thank you. So here's the secret. We should have full consciousness of Krishna. We should know that He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Lord. He's the governing principle of the material manifestation, the devas, the yajnas. Like this, by having this kind of dridha-vrata, strong faith, we can know Him at the time of death. What's the advantage of knowing the Supreme Lord at the time of death? We go to Him. Where is He? What's His address?
Vrindavan.
I'm very expert here. Is that near Central Jersey? So you're bringing it closer, opening a doorway back to Krishna. If we practice devotional service, here in the purport, Prabhupada said, more than all these other different gradual processes, if someone directly is engaging in devotional service, then they're preparing their consciousness to go back to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Golok Vrindavan. We have here Radha Gokulananda. Where is Gokul?
Near Vrindavan.
And the Gokul is also the Golok Vrindavan manifested in the material world. That's called Gokul. And in the spiritual world, it's Golok. So Radha Gokulananda, then Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra,
Panchatattva.
Wow. Mayapur. So by worshipping these deities, together, also worshipping in your home. How many have deities in their home? Wait, how many have Tulsi in their home? The back row here, nobody's raising their hand. If somebody has Tulsi, you can give the seeds to friends. If you give the seeds, Prabhupada said, that's quite all right. If you give the bush, then if they don't treat properly Tulsi, you're responsible. Then you have to be more careful who you give, but you can freely give the seeds. I got one. Who gets this one? Prasadam, maybe pass it around from the deity. So, here Here the danger of forgetting about Krishna is mentioned. If we forget about Krishna, then we are conditioned by the laws of material nature. So we want to offer all of our service to Krishna. This is called Yukta Vairagya. When Lord Chaitanya was in Kurmadesh, he stayed at the house of one rich Brahmana. And the Brahmana approached him and said that when just before he was leaving, I have a big house, I have children, I have wife, I have cows, property, family, position in society, money, but I am not feeling happy. So I'm going to give up everything and join you and become like sannyasi. The Lord Chaitanya said, no, I never want to hear these words from you again. Don't be a Markat Vairagi, monkey renunciate. Monkeys are without the clothes in the jungle, looking very renounced. Sometimes they're having 25, 30 wives. They're not very renounced, actually. They just look that way. So this kind of artificially giving up things abruptly, Lord Chaitanya, he didn't approve. He said, rather, this is my order to you. Jari dako tarikoho kishnu padesh amaragya guru hoya taroides. Whoever you meet, you tell them about Krishna. Jari dako tarikoho. Whoever you meet, you tell them what? Kishnu padesh. What is the instruction of Lord Krishna? And this way be our spiritual master and deliver your land here. So like that, so this kind of order Lord Chaitanya was giving to everyone. So this is called Yukta Vairagya. Instead of renouncing everything and going off, use, you have a good house, okay, you have a nice, you have all this opulences, use it for Krishna. And this way you can have a better impact. What happens sometimes is people, you abruptly renounce. Then you, later on, you go back. Or you do something else. So better to stay in your own situation, follow your dharma, whether if you're a grihastha, whatever, you stay in that position, and as I said, you help to spread Krishna consciousness. So we have all over the world many dedicated grihasthas who are helping to spread the Krishna conscious movement. Some of them are taking roles as a temple president or as some kind of servitor in the temple. Some are doing bhakti riksha groups or namhata groups in their house. The right way they're doing so many different programs. Also ladies, many of them taking big responsibility in bhakti riksha and namahata. One of my lady disciples who was in the Middle East, when her children were at school, her husband was at work, then she went out to the condominiums, looked for the Indian addresses, talked to them, arranged evening house programs, and then in the evening, the men, women, everyone, all the active devotees came to the house program. This way, after having a few house programs, inviting all the other neighbors who were favorable. We're not restricted to India, but that was Middle East, so you really couldn't invite the other people, the Muslims and others. So here, you invite anybody who's willing to come, but obviously Indians have an advantage easier. So she, like this, then that house program became a Namhat or a Bhakti Riksha group. And this way she established 25 groups alone. Alone means she did the groundwork and then after that others helped. Now her family moved to Toronto. Heard she's made 8 groups already. It's a little slower here. She's on the temple board already, so. like this grihastha, so they can make a very big impact on people's spiritual lives. So when people see a monk like me, a sannyasi, then sometimes they get frightened. We tend to just tell things direct. So that's called more like the hard sell. But the grihasthas, they can invite people over to the house, have a prasadam, discuss. They don't even have to say anything. Just if they see they're a happy family, then the other family will see, well, they're happy. They have Krishna. So we could also have Krishna and we can also be happy. They have all the things. They have the house, they have the car, they have their different, they have children and everything. So that sometimes is more having a greater impact. Once in the Middle East, I was doing a house program. Afterwards, the host, they called me over. They said, can we have a private darshan? I'm not telling the names, it was private. But they admitted they were having a lot of stress and strain in their household life. Dealings were not, relationship was not so great. But then why don't you put Krishna in the center? Sometimes everybody wants to put themselves in the center. When they don't feel they're in the center, then there's some disagreement. But if you put Krishna in the center, everybody can agree. Okay, it's for Krishna, it's for Krishna. Middle point. That's what a Krishna conscious ashram householder is like. And they start to have house programs regularly in their house, like an Amhata, Bhakti Riksha, and then after that they said their relationship improved so much just by doing things for Krishna together. So there's some side benefits apart from going back to Godhead and all the peace of mind and everything, but while you're doing your service you can also have a peaceful life, blissful life. This chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is also glorified in the Padma Purana. But you know the glories of 7th chapter? You want to hear? It's okay? You didn't? So there was once a businessman, and he was quite wealthy, quite very wealthy, millionaire, multi-millionaire. What they say in there, Kropati, multi-Kropati. But he was a bit of a miser. He just buried his money, just used it for business, and otherwise he buried it. Didn't really take care of his family very well. Didn't get any new saris and stuff for his wife. Then one day he was traveling with one of his sons. He had 4 sons. And suddenly he had some kind of heart attack or stroke or something and he died. So he never had any time to tell anybody where he hid the money. So nobody there, all their, half in poverty, is a multimillionaire, but he never told them where the money was hidden. He was so much of a miser, thought, nothing will ever happen to me. Then he was taken away by Yamadutas. Also, he didn't do anything spiritual, didn't donate to any temple or didn't do anything spiritual. He was very much a miser, materially, spiritually, all respect. So then Yamaraj checked over his portfolio, his resume, whatever you want to call it, his karma credits. And found that he was a very miserly person and he was very much attached to his money which he had buried. So then he said, since you're so much attached to your money, so you can take birth as a snake and live in a hole by your money and guard it. If anybody tries to steal the money, then you can bite them. So from a multimillionaire he became a snake. What do you think of that? don't know what to think. So then after about 1 year was over, sons had done different kinds of shraddh and things, but he was too sinful, so he was still there in the hole. And he came in the dream of the four sons, that I'd taken birth as a snake, living in a hole, guarding the money, because I didn't do the right things with my life. If you can save me from this hellish condition, then I'll give you the money to all of you, four. So one after another he came and he said, well, I had this amazing dream that our father is the snake. And I had the same dream, I had the dream, I too. Because they all had the same dream, then they thought, okay, it must be true then. So then they had a little discussion, and the first brother, he wasn't very practical, but he was just saying, oh, this is very horrible, what should we do? And then the second brother was very emotional. Our father is a snake, and this is horrible. What to do? Oh, how can it be? This is not proper. Oh, he's lamenting and crying. And the third brother, he was very practical. He really said, we should really do something to help our father. I mean, whatever he was, whatever he did, whatever he became, he was our father and we owe him so much, so we should do something for him. He was a really good son. The fourth son, he thought, maybe I know where my father buried the money. If I can get one day, I can get all the money, I can run off, have it all for myself. So what kind of brother is that? A greedy, greedy, right? Greedy? Selfish? Didn't care about his father, didn't care about his brother, he just wanted the money. He thought money was the honey. But you're going to see what happens to him. Something. Surprise. So, he said, you know, our third brother is right. We should do something for our father. This is true. So let's all think about it for one day. And come back tomorrow, same place, same time, and come up with a plan. We need to meditate on this. We have to think about it. But what was his real motive? He wanted one day time to get the money for himself. So that night at midnight, he woke up his wife. I know where my father, I think I know where my father hid the money. Let's go. One took a hoe, another took a shovel. They went out. They started to dig under this tree. But once he saw his father doing something over there. But all of a sudden, a snake came out. Cobra! I'm going to kill you. Dad, no, no. We're just looking for you. We wanted to help you. Tell us how we can help you. No, you came here to take the money. You're like me. You're also selfish and you're greedy. No, Father, not at all. Honest, I just, we're coming here to find you, to tell, find, why you had to come at midnight to find me? Well, just tell us how we can help you, because we couldn't figure it out. And on my disappearance day, anniversary, you have to get a devotee who chants 7-chapter Bhagavad Gita. Any of you chant 7-chapter Bhagavad Gita? Not yet, but in the future I'm sure you will. Find a devotee who chants 7-chapter Bhagavad Gita, have him read the 7th chapter over a bowl of water, And then, this is another person. Then have him read the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita and offer all the results to my departed soul. So we've done shraddhas and something like that. What you did wasn't enough. I was too fallen. This will work. Seventh chapter Bhagavad Gita is very powerful. So then they left. The next day they had their meeting. He told them what happened. So they arranged to have a devotee chant the seventh chapter Bhagavad Gita in its entirety and offer the result to the departed soul of the father. When they did that, the father was liberated from his snake birth. And he came with all the money. At first he gave them a lecture that don't do what I did. Don't be misers. Don't neglect your family. You should give apart from what you need for your survival. You should give some money for the temple construction, for temple development, for spreading Krishna consciousness. You should give some spiritual purpose. Use your money wisely. Don't just keep it all. I made a big mistake. Look what happened to me. Don't let it happen to you. And every day read Bhagavad Gita, especially 7th chapter. They gave the money to each of the four brothers. I don't know if the wife got a share or not. But and then he went back to Godhead. 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita ki?
Yeah.
This is a very powerful chapter. This has many important instructions. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was teaching Grihe Tako, Bone Tako, Sadahari Bole Tako. Whether you're a Grihastha, whether you're in a renounced or Brahmachari life, everyone should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu most of his followers were Grihasthas 99% plus they were chanting they were doing their different professions Mari Gupta was a doctor for instance he performed his doctor profession. So one time Lord Chaitanya came to his house, said, I ate too much prasadam, I got a stomach ache. That ever happened to you? Might happen, could happen. But Mari Gupta was such a good physician, he was almost like a healer. He just gave a glass of water from his pot, said, drink this. Just by drinking the water from his clay pot, his digestion was cured. This year we went on a parikrama, on a safari of Bangladesh. I mean, next time when I come, there'll be more time, I can show you a video. Mari Gupta was born in Bangladesh. So was Srivas Thakur, so was Advaita Gosai, Narottam Das Thakur, then Mukunda Datta, Vasudev Datta, as well as Pundarik Vidyaniri, maybe some more, but at least this many. Also, of course, Rup and Sanatan, and Lokanath Das Goswami and Haridas Thakur. Yeah. We went visiting and local people were giving us big receptions. We had 120 devotees from 25 countries. Not all of them were maybe practicing devotees, but they're all devotees, but maybe not doing sadhana. We went to see Murari Gupta's birthplace. I'd even never been there before. And we were going, and there was like, they said, just two minute journey. It's the famous last words. Like, you have stretchable time, they have stretchable kilometers. 2 minutes road becomes 6 kilometers. By rickshaw. Which takes some time. While we're going, they were also marching in front, chanting, Guru Deva Agatam, Subhecha Swagatam, Guru Deva Agatam, Subhecha Swagatam. For like an hour and a half, after a while, you know. Guru Deva Agatam, Subhecha, like a political rally or something. One would be chanting, Subhecha Agatam, Guru Deva, whatever, no, no. Guru Deva Agatam, Subhecha Swagatam, Guru. Somehow we gathered about 10,000 people at the, and we had a function there in the village, a union president who was a local Muslim, nice gentleman, and the owner of the land where Murari Gupta's birthplace was. They announced that they're so impressed that so many people came from around the world, that so many local devotees, and they didn't know this was such an important place. That they say that the man who owned the land, he said, I'm going to give a portion of my property so you can build a temple there for Murari Gupta. And the village leader, the village union leader, what they call, he said, we're going to build it. You got to check out now, anything happened. But there was such a big enthusiasm. Like everywhere we went, there was so many things happening. In fact, we went to Vasudev Datta and Murari Gupta's birthplace. They also offered that to us to develop it. So a lot of dynamic things happened. One place, 50,000 people were there for the program in North Bengal, near Takurgaon. And so many people that wanted to touch the feet of the devotees. If you have tilak like this, go after your feet, right? They respect all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, so they had to have 30, 40 policemen take them to the stage. Although everybody jumping on their feet, and like being a beetle or something. And a very big reception. Last year we had gone to South India, wasn't quite the same, but it was also very interesting. We had many of the places of Lord Chaitanya, many of the, what do you call, Divya Deshas. So we go every year after Gaur Purnima for 2-3 weeks to different holy places. Devotees put on programs. So if this were trying to help people to remember Krishna, remember Lord Chaitanya, so I'm going to tell them that here you have a project in central New Jersey. Have a lot of wonderful devotees. People are chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping Krishna. I met some of you at the Rath Yatra in New York last year. Different programs. I think some came down to Atlanta, Panihati 1 year, a few. So you can make also a big difference here. In this area, to have many people take up. I just gave a program at the Unitarian Church, and they were really receptive. I told them about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chanting. At the end they asked, can we chant? So we all chanted Hare Krishna together. And thank you for providing them the prasadam. Who? Amritananda, he was the cook. They all consumed. They said, we are overwhelmed to have this type of hospitality in our own place. So there's a lot of receptive people here. There were only 3 Indians, there was about 50 people, but A lot of receptive people, they're appreciating that. Many of them said they chant mantras. So there's a good scope for spreading Krishna consciousness in the various communities.
Halwa sponsored by Jay Prakash.
Jay Prakash. Who is Jay Prakash?
He gave sweets to all church people.
He sponsored the halwa. They all took extra servings of halwa. I said this was very good. But I was pushing him to come here earlier because I'm supposed to also do a 6 o'clock program at Tawako and then Samika Rishi. He told me leave at 5. It's already 5:20. If you have any questions, I give my email. They can write me the questions. jayapataka@gmail.com. You can write me. You're running pretty late. I wanted to tell some more pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, but maybe what I can do is I have Narsinga oil when we do bathe Narsinga Day with oil. This is the, it's like a total mix. We have Ashtaganda and Pushpaganda. All the 8 different Ayurvedic oils, essential oils that are mentioned, to cool down the Shingadeva after 21 days of being in sandalwood pulp and having it taken off. It's very dry, make it moisten him. And so this we bathe him with. Maybe I can just give this and I will have to